Iraqi officials say a wave of bombing struck Shiite neighborhoods and other targets across the country yesterday, killing at least 32 people and wounding scores of others. Nathan Morley reports.
According to Iraqi media, at least 8 cities and towns were hit. The deadliest attack occurred in Taji, a former al-Qaeda stronghold just north of the capital, Baghdad. 3 car bombs went off within just minutes of each other, killing 11 people and wounding more than 24 others, including several policemen. A suicide bomber in the southern city of Kut killed at least 3 police officers and wounded several others. And in Balad Ruz, northeast of the capital, a car bomb killed 2 more policemen. Other areas hit included Baghdad's Karada neighborhood, where multiple car bombs killed at least 4. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Sunday's deadly explosions, but car bombs have been routinely used by al-Qaeda's local affiliate, the Islamic State of Iraq. The group says it began a new offensive against mainly Shiite targets in Iraq. 3 weeks ago, a similar wave of bombings killed more than 90 people during a 24-hour period. Although violence has decreased in Iraq since its peak in 2006 and 2007, attacks have escalated again after the withdrawal of US troops from the country at the end of last year. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.